So hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
We enjoyed our bourbon month, though, last month, didn't we?
We did.
We just did the one, though. We just did the...
Yeah, but that didn't stop us from enjoying bourbon.
That's indeed, because even in our time away, I enjoyed some Willett.
I've had some nice Elijah Craig go down.
Yeah, that's right. I came to visit you. It was last weekend, I think, and we had some Elijah Craig. Yeah, we'll have to do a podcast on that. We did the Henry McKenna. That's what we did that last month.
Bottled and Bond.
Yeah, and the same company makes the Elijah Craig.
Yes. So this was a small batch, I believe it was.
I think so, yeah.
In fact, there's a one-barrel distilling batch up at the store still.
Oh, their own.
They bought a barrel.
Right.
And it's all bottled. And they have the barrel, which, come on.
They have the empty barrel,
Speaking of barrels, did you hear about the guy who just died going over Niagara Falls?
No.
This is a man who had lived going over the falls in 2003. So for some reason, he tried it again.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
What lunatic decided to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel?
I can't imagine. It makes no sense to me.
It's highly illegal.
And it's just plain stupid.
It's just stupid. So when did this happen?
It was this week, last couple of days.
Before or after the crazy lady in the helicopter?
I didn't hear about it. Oh, it was after the crazy lady.
Yeah.
That's a Willenda.
Well, Willenda's wife.
Yeah. Well, you don't get to be a Willenda wife without doing something a little crazy.
Yeah, Willenda wife.
Right? Yes,
I think you're absolutely
right. Those Willendas just don't go for the average woman.
No. One who dangles from a helicopter over Niagara Falls.
By her teeth.
How
long can you hang on by your teeth? You know, it's part of the application for Willenda wife. Yes. So today, Jim, since we are not doing a bourbon, we're going to try something a little different.
So tell me what we have.
As has happened on previous occasions, I have previously been gifted bottles of whiskey, as I frequently am by Grandma Cat. She gave me this bottle of Hedonism, and this is a blend. That's why it's a little different for us.
Yeah, we haven't done a blend yet, have we?
No, we have not. We have not reviewed a blend at all.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it looks nice. It's a nice bottle. It says limited production on here. It says a blend of rare aged whiskeys. So there's not an age statement on it. Hello, you're holding a bottle of Hedonism.
I didn't know they could bottle that.
They can. Our multiple award-winning grain scotch whiskey, named for its rich, sweet, alluring style. We bottle it once or twice per year, depending on our ability to source the quality of casks we require. Rare and old. It's something special for the collector or for the new whiskey enthusiast. So, let's give it a crack and see what we think.
Yeah.
It's got little tasting notes and everything on there. It's 100% first fill American oak casks, it says. So I'm going to assume there's a little woody.
So these have not been, they didn't come from a bourbon?
No, it says first fill.
I thought it had to be aged in a bourbon.
Well, it's an American oak cask. A bourbon cask doesn't necessarily have to have had bourbon in it.
I guess I misunderstood the requirement.
I don't know.
Get Scotland on the phone.
Yeah. We'll call Scotland Yard. But it's got a nice picture of, I'll say the Queen, but I don't know which one.
Yeah. Mary Queen of Scots, perhaps.
Perhaps. It's a kind of lighter in color.
It is lighter. You know, it kind of reminds me a bit of, what was the Japanese one that we did? The Yamazaki?
A little bit. It's not quite that light, but it's a little bit lighter in color.
We did another one, too. Scapa, maybe? That was kind of on the lighter side, too. Of course, that really doesn't influence the flavor as much as we at one time thought it does.
No, not in the least.
May I...
Please do. Crack her open, Jim.
I'll do this part, but it was your gift, so you...
I will crack open that cork. Very subtle scent off the cork. Here.
Very subtle. It's barely there.
Whiskey maker John Glazer. It says natural color. Okay, I can believe that.
Well, we learned that one of the ways they impart the darker color is from the charred oak.
True. Oh, it says, enjoy it anyway and anytime you like. But above all, share and enjoy.
Well,
You know how I...
That fits in with our motto around here.
Indeed it does. So, shall we pour a couple?
Yes, please.
Oh, it goes into the glass very light. Look
yeah,
at that.
It does.
Nice and clean. Oh, that's good looking stuff. It almost looks like a light cider.
Yeah, like an apple cider.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, apple cider vinegar almost.
Yes, like a light vinegar, almost like a dark white wine or a...
There you go, yeah. A little bit of leg action there.
A little bit.
Oh, that's nice. I smell some vanilla there.
I smell a little fruit.
It's got a bit of vapor, just a...
little bit. It's not like a, it's not a high vapor. It's not something that you can't keep your nose on top of. Looks good. Shall we give her a taste?
Oh.
Wow.
The warmth is very subtle.
But it's there.
But it's there. It's very smooth.
Oh, it's very... It's this is good.
A little bit of that past the last taste of the gum.
Yeah, but it's sweet. It's sweet off the tip of your tongue. It's very smooth. I'm feeling warmth now.
Yes, yeah.
It's got a lingering warmth to it.
Right. Kind of a delayed...
Wow, this is really tasty. This is a...
Is it kind of a woody aftertaste type of guy going on?
It's definitely got a wood taste to it. Not as flat as some.
Right.
It's not full tongue depressor.
Right.
But it's definitely a straight wood flavor as opposed to like a charcoal-y flavor or anything.
We had a bit of that wood in the Henry McKenna last time.
A little bit, yeah. But this is slightly cleaner than that.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, this is more refined.
This is tasty. This is really good.
This is something, yeah, you could get in trouble with one of these.
Mm.
It drinks very, very easily.
It's got a fruit flavor to it. I'm going on the pear scale of things. A very sweet, juicy, sort of clean flavor to it.
I think I get the comparison. I don't taste pear, but I can compare it to the pear.
That's the way I'm not saying it tastes like a pear, but it's got that feeling to it.
It's light. This is a summertime scotch. Light, tasty, smooth.
Yes.
With a bit of warmth. Yeah, it's almost a fruity kind of a sweetness that's left on your tongue.
It's really good.
That lingers.
Interesting enough, the box says it makes a great whiskey sour.
Yeah, I guess I could say that. I haven't had a whiskey sour in decades.
Ah.
I was a kid.
There's very few whiskey drinks I actually like better than just drinking whiskey.
I agree with you. I enjoy my Manhattan, and that's about it.
Yeah, your Manhattan's pretty good.
Thank you.
Even at that, though, this I would rather drink.
I'd be interested to try a whiskey sour with it, because I'll tell you, the Elijah Craig made a very good Manhattan.
Yes, it did.
You know, I prefer a Southern Comfort one. I just like it's that much sweeter, but I could have added something... Could have added a bit of sugar, I suppose, to the Elijah Craig.
This is sweeter than Elijah Craig.
This is, oh yeah.
But I don't think you can technically have a Scotch Manhattan. That's just crazy.
No, that's kooky. Yeah.
Premium. This is very cool to the tongue. Mm-hmm. When you sip it, nice and smooth and cool, maybe creamy, toffee, caramely, I'm not really sure, this smooth sweetness to it.
Yeah.
To me, it's got a fruit scent to it.
Certainly has a sweet scent to it.
Yeah. And it's tasty. This has got a unique finish. A lot of the heat finishes you have are ignited.
Yeah.
This one rolls in.
Mm-hmm.
A subtle, but it gets strong. It warms you up and keeps going.
It's
not like, boom, it's hot. Like a lot of times, especially some of the stronger stuff we had, it gives you a full finish like the E.H. Taylor. Mm. When that warms you up, that warms you up.
Well, that's a testament to the alcohol content.
Well,
too.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This, you don't really feel it as it's going down, but it kind of like caresses its way up. It like massages your insides and heats you up from the inside out. This is really nice.
And yet it's still subtle. It's not an overpowering sensation at all. It's and you're right, it's very cool going down, which is what I'm saying. It's summertime, and boy, you can get in a lot of trouble drinking this.
Oh, yeah. But there's no backdraft. It doesn't take your breath away. It's like...
Not at all. If you were to run across somebody who doesn't like whiskey, first of all, why would you be associated with such a person?
Fools.
Yeah. They're among us, Bill. But I bet you gave them something like this, mm-hmm. and you told them, look, the good things, at least the things we find good about whiskey, you're going to find it here, a bit of the sweetness, you know, perhaps a hint of the woody quality, but and a little bit of that heat, and the whole thing is so smooth, you know, you don't get a bite. Nothing's biting you on this.
No, it's even after you drink it, you cool breath of air. This is a breath of fresh air.
This is a great way. Yeah,
in a
great
bottle.
Way to describe
that
it.
That is what this is. This is really good.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm more than interested to see what comes up. See, the water, I don't even think is going to do much for it, but I can't wait.
I would be surprised.
I can't wait to try this.
Chilled.
Yeah. But we'll go on about our business in the way in which we always do.
Absolutely. So baseball season has started.
It is. We've had a couple games.
We've had two games so far.
I'm mourning the passing of my favorite bat.
Yeah, the last week. You know, when you hit the ball, I actually turned and said to somebody, it sounded like you broke the bat.
But that bat's always sounded like you broke the bat.
Yeah, well.
That one I did.
Yeah, that one you did. Tough one to break, too. That was your...
Phoenix bat.
Fairly thick handle, but it was a light...
It's a light, short bat. It was good for those days you don't feel like swinging the lumber, but you still want to make decent contact.
You know what I find? Funny you bring that up, because I was having a lot of trouble hitting the ball well. I was getting under it, I was getting on top of it. I thought to myself, I think what I want to do is find something top-heavy. I figure once you get it moving, the weight kind of takes it the rest of the way, and I like to swing at the low ones.
Right.
And perfect, because once you get it moving, the weight will just drop it right down and carry it through the zone. So my last at-bat, I took the New York model, and I hit it a ton, of course, right at the second baseman.
You did. I'll tell you what, that was the bat. Okay, I went through bats like crazy after I broke
it. Oh, yeah, I know.
My small bat. And then when I finally got to your New York model, which I should have known because I love that bat.
Oh, I know. You use it all the time.
I do use it a lot, and I hit the ball very well with it.
You usually do.
I know.
And it's a thick one, too.
It's thick.
On the end, so...
It's way lighter than it looks.
That's why I bought it.
And it's got a solid handle, too. It's not a real skinny handle.
I prefer a thinner handle, but...
Well, that's the Acorn bats are all thin handle.
They all have the thin handle, right? And my other one, my non-Acorn one that's also long, that mm-hmm. one, the one my favorite one, I just wasn't hitting the ball well with it. So that's why I finally, after my sixth at-bat...
Yeah, we had a lot of at-bats. I will say this, we did win the game.
We did. It helped that the people who from the other team who helped us were very good hitters.
Yeah.
Made a big, big difference. But the thing is, it's funny, you know, you were on base.
I was on base probably six times.
It's several times. I was on base several times. Those of us that, you know, we batted at the end of the order there, we found ourselves on base quite frequently.
Yeah, we were hitting well.
Well... in my case, I'm not going to say about anybody else at least, they weren't fielding very well.
Well, that's why I'm calling it me hitting well.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm just speaking for myself, because a lot of times I got to first base and I'd say to Tim, what's going on? How is it? I didn't hit it out of the infield. How is it you didn't throw me out?
See, that's where I'm again saddened by the passing of my little light bat, because I had finally gotten down the fair foul swing with that bat.
You striped one
yes.
into left field that was foul by only about a foot.
Yeah. No, but when I do the step back and slap down to the fair foul, I was able to do that now with my little bat,
with
and then
the
I broke
one.
It. Because what I did was I stepped back and started swinging for the outfield, and that's when I cracked off the end of the bat and snapped, you know, cracked my bat. And I wasn't holding it the right way, obviously.
Oh, you didn't label it?
I normally do, but because I was switching between... slapping it and swinging it.
Oh.
I didn't even pay attention. So anyways, I'm going to put a little more whiskey in this glass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw a couple drops of water in and see what we come up with.
Well, it cooled it right off, didn't it?
I was going to say, it's a little cooler to the taste. It brings the wood out.
Yes. I was about to say that. Not right away, though.
No? Well, it follows quicker. You know, the other way, you got it on the finish. Here, you got it after it left your mouth.
Yeah.
It cools the heat off, too.
It did. It really watered down the sweetness, although there's some. Even the wood.
This one's close to full tongue depressor.
The longer it's out of my mouth, the more I'm feeling it.
Yes. But, again, it's still really good. Really great sweetness.
I still prefer the fuller character of it neat. But I do like the wood.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't matter, though, because there's that hint of wood with it neat.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot.
This is one of the smoothest ones we've ever had. Thinking of some of the smoothest ones we've ever had, like Jefferson's Ocean.
Jefferson's Reserve.
Reserve even more so, actually.
Yeah, the Reserve is nice.
Not at all.
I could see this creeping up on people in a bad way. I love it. I mean, this just coats your mouth with sweetness.
It is like candy. You're right. It's much sweeter up front.
Yeah. I mean, it's even sweeter with two drops of water.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Up front, the sweetness is... At first, I thought I just watered it down, but yeah. No, I'm starting to feel and sense the changes.
This is pushing me close to the... remember the old days when they used to get the bubble gum in the many different flavors? And you would chew it, and it was like sugary juice all over your mouth?
Yes.
This is close to that. Yes. He says that as if somebody just was chewing some Big League Chew full of grape or something. And you know that's not what I really like about gum.
This is just simply amazing. Was this purchased here locally? Or
it was purchased at our local shop.
Oh, it was. You can see why they call this hedonism.
Yeah. Now, this is no cheap bottle of whiskey. It's a $100 bottle.
Oh, wow. I was saving that question for later.
But worth every penny.
I think it is.
Yeah.
The thing is you can share this with even somebody who's not so appreciative of whiskey, and I think they would enjoy it.
Yeah, a non-whiskey person might like this. Yeah, this is a special bottle. I like this a lot. Maybe put a few stones in these glasses. Because... I'm really looking forward to a nice chilled glass of this whiskey.
I am too. My glass is already cold and I haven't poured anything in it.
Well, we'll fix that.
Ooh.
Still subtle on the scent. I mean, I could keep my nose in this whiskey all night long and barely know that I have it on.
I think I'm getting a bit more of the citrus kind of fruitiness.
Maybe. Shall I?
Mm. I'm getting a bit more of the warmth. It's deep, though.
It goes way down. Oh, this is fantastic.
It's still some wood, but it's like a sweet wood.
Yes.
It's flat and slightly dry.
It emphasizes both wood and sweet, but it does something else. It gives almost a vapor to the finish. Almost.
Almost, yeah. It sharpens almost. It a bit.
Yeah. Well, I like that a lot, though.
I do, too. I'm torn, though, between the neat and this.
Really?
This has got a very smooth, creamy sweetness.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a flat sweetness. That's the wood, obviously. It's a strange mix.
Flavors of vanilla cream, toffee... and coconut.
I don't know about the coconut, but you said toffee. Jeez, I wanted to say it had more character neat. I don't know. It had different character, so I'm not sure that my initial thought is true. The more I drink this chilled, the more I do like it. I think I still like neat better than the water. I can't even say that because I like...
There's still aspects of each one.
The enhanced sweetness and wood on the water made it a lot of fun. I'm getting more of the vanilla in this.
Okay, so...
There's not a bad way to drink this.
No, let me put it a different way. All three of what we try is a perfect way to drink this whiskey.
Yeah, there's something to like a lot about each of our three ways.
This is a three-tool whiskey.
Baseball analogy.
Had to throw it out there.
It is. If we could come up with two more ways to drink it, it would be a five-tool whiskey.
Although it does have a great box. And the queen.
Yeah?
God save the queen.
God save her. God bless you.
Remember when we were like, I said, hey, we're going to try something completely different?
Yeah.
And that, of course, is the old, now for something completely different.
That's from
Monty Python.
Monty Python, yeah, I couldn't think of it.
Well, the beauty of this is you got this picture of the queen, right? But her crown is all sorts of other things. Almost straight out of Monty Python. Look at her head.
Mm-hmm. You know? That is very Monty Python-ish.
Exactly. Well, even the name, Hedonism, come on.
The inspiration behind our whiskey hedonism is just that. Pleasure.
That's awesome.
So I have to admit that on the first swallow of this, I mean, you were all over it, but I had to swallow it, and it took a minute, and again, so many whiskeys we've had, you drink it, and it's not this instant hit of every single aspect and flavor and side of it. It doesn't hit you all at once.
This is
usually
more
you get, say, sweet up front, then you get a little heat, then you get woodiness, and then you get something else. This is like all of it at once, and it's...
Except for the finish.
But, yeah. That's where the warmth is.
This is big, sweet, and wood.
I think I do like it chilled better. I was not certain, because I still like the way the wood and the sweet were separated in the water, but neat was a little warmer.
Oddly enough, neat had a cooler sensation to the tongue, even than the chilled. The chilled, you get a more sweet sensation. You know, I was all about the chilled when I first tried it. But now I'm going with neat and chilled as kind of like a split vote for me.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong.
When we get together and we're not recording a podcast, we have the whiskeys that we've reviewed. We always default to chilled. We rarely drink it neat, right?
Yeah. This is not a value whiskey.
At $100, exactly. But
oh, my God, it's so good.
If you want to celebrate something, I want to buy something and I have a $100 budget. You ain't going to go wrong with this one.
No, and if you want to give somebody a nice gift.
Amazing gift.
Somebody who doesn't even drink whiskey. I mean, your company CEO comes over for dinner, you break out a bottle of this stuff. Mm. This is really good.
Absolutely. And I'm going to call it a summertime whiskey, too, because it's not heavy. It's not a thick one. You know?
It's not. It's not. I'm going to call it a three-season whiskey, because there's warmth to it.
There is.
There's not winter warmth to it.
No.
It's gentle. But full.
So, I mean, yeah, so this one is amazing. I do agree with you that non-whiskey drinkers, I think, will find something to like in this. This one is very easy to drink. Obviously, it's a limited edition. I'd be interested to know if the next batch that they make, how similar is it?
Yes, because this is one of those...
It's a blend.
Select blends.
Yeah, so I'd like to know which single malts that they're drawing from and blending, because certainly this product is amazing.
A marriage of lowland single grain whiskeys of varying age.
We typically like the highlands.
We really haven't explored the lowlands.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a whole new region for us now, because I'll tell you what, if that's a blend of three.
I'd like to try the three, but yeah, I 100% agree. We got to find a 2016 hedonism to compare to, or a 2014. But anyways, what I'm going to do is pour myself and you another glass.
Yeah.
And then we'll head upstairs and socialize with the ladies.
I think that's a fabulous idea. I don't know what else we can possibly say about this except try it.
Try it, yes. Definitely.
It's actually worth $100.
It's worth $100. But it compares to $200 bottles we have. That's how good this whiskey
is. Yeah. This is our first blend. It's a premium blend.
So, Jim, I am not going to give a recommendation on this bottle. There's no wrong way to drink this scotch.
Thank you, Grandma Cat. This was a wonderful gift.
Jim.
Bill.
This has been a great bottle of whiskey. Thank you for enjoying it with me.
Oh, thank you for sharing. What an amazing journey this was.
People, if you're listening, and if you're not, I'll listen to it myself someday and think, God, that was a great bottle of whiskey. Till then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening.